Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Oh, praise God. I thank God that it is Him who has made me fabulous. And I know what my purpose is. God gave me that my purpose is that I am a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service souls. So that's what I am doing on this afternoon, on this broadcast, is servicing souls. I've come to encourage you to stay strong in the Lord, to hold up your head. Praise God and praise and magnify our God. Praise God, for He is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And we praise God for that. On this afternoon, well, we have another beautiful topic for you on today, and that is, it is God, the maker of man. It is God, the maker of man. Do you think that we've forgotten about that? That God is our maker? He's the one that laid Adam on the ground and formed him out of the dust? Have we forgotten that? That God is our maker? Oh, praise God, praise God. Well, we're going to get into that. But first, let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to talk about that. Praise God. And if you would like to talk with me about this, discuss this, I'm on the air for the next 23 minutes, and you can call in at 646-787-8424 if you would like to talk about this with me. It is God, the maker of man. Praise God. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank You. We thank You and we magnify You. We give You all of the glory and all of the praise. For it is You, God, that have made us and not we ourselves. And we give You glory for that. We magnify You for this broadcast on today. We thank You that You have anointed us. Praise God, You have anointed us to share the good news about You. And it is good news to know You, and we thank You for it right now. Thank You that You are our healer. Thank You that You are our doctor. Thank You that You are mind regulator. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You make ways out of no ways. When there seem to be no way, You're right there. And Father, we want to thank You for that on today. We ask that You would forgive us if we have displeased You in any way with us, God. and we glory in you for them today. We ask that you would go into the hospitals, go into the nursing homes, go into our churches on today, God, and come into our homes. Be a part, Lord. We ask that you would rest in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and then give us that we need. You are our maker, and we thank you for that on today. Thank you for this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the mind, the desire to pray and live for you in these last and evil days. Oh, God, it's a privilege and it's an honor to be able to do on your program. And we thank you for it right now. Continue to bless everywhere, God, in your name. For you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. And amen. Praise God. Praise God today for the broadcast talking about it is God, the maker of man. And I sure do appreciate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And, you know, it's a privilege to be able to come on and share with you every Wednesday. I enjoy it. And so we know that man ought to always pray. We thank God for prayer. Praise God. We pray every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30, talking to the Lord for that day. Because he did say if we acknowledge him in all of our ways and doings, that he would direct us. So that's exactly what I want. I take the time. No, I could be doing something else. But I take the time to do things on God's program, and I love it. So I take the time for prayer Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 8:15. I'm not to 8:15, from 7:15 to 7:30. And I have been doing this for right at 2 years. So I take this time to come on the broadcast and encourage you in the Lord. So I praise God. So if you'd like to join us, join us. And our number to join us is 515-606-5329, code 634-812. And you can join in the prayer with us. If you have a request or if you just have a praise report and you would like to share that with us, we are here to listen and encourage. And then if you just want to come on the line and just listen in, we do have those that call in and just listen in. That is fine with us. But come and join us. Join us on the prayer line. And we praise God for that on this morning. Then if you want a motivational encourager to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Praise God. I love it. I love enjoying and enjoy encouraging people. I love people. Praise God. I am wrapping up my training. I've been in training for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in March, and I will go before the board to become a board-certified chaplain or spiritual care counselor. I like the spiritual care counselor much better, but that's what I will be because I love sharing with others about the love of God and what God can and will do for us. Praise God. He said in his desire that no man should perish, but every one of us should come to know him and have eternal life. So And I would like for you to check out my books. Go to my webpage, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out my webpage of the books that the Lord has given me. I'm currently working on a book, and the title is Lest We Forget Our Testimonies. You know, so many places don't have testimony services anymore. And I believe that testimonies, when we do testimony service and we encourage others and we encourage ourselves, and that's our psychiatrist's couch when we do that. We don't need to go to the psychiatrist after we done gave our testimony of what the Lord has brought us through. Because when we go through with God, it strengthens us. And not only us, but it strengthens others when we go through. That's why it is so important to go through, not just start out, but go through. Go through. See what's on the other side. See what God is bringing you to. And if he bring you to it, he'll bring you on through it. Oh, yes, he will. So, today, it is God that the maker of man. It is God the maker of man. Why is it that we look everywhere else for our answer except to God? We look to our friends. We look to our neighbors. We look to the doctors, the psychologists, the psychiatrists. We look everywhere, everywhere, but to God, the maker of man. It is God, the maker of man. He is the one who made us and know how we tick. Anything that somebody has made, the maker of it, our cell phones, our TVs, our telephones, our everything, the makers of them. When we get a warranty, praise God, thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. We have a warranty in the word of God. But you get a warranty, you have a choice to take that warranty. And if you get that warranty, you can take it back to wherever you purchased it at, and they will fix it. Sometimes they do a good job, but sometimes they don't. You got to send it back. Over and over and over and over again. But the warranty that we have in the Lord, our maker, praise God, is written in his word. And you don't have to worry about it going out, has to be made over again. Because God does a good job at whatever he do. But we give final authority to everyone else except God. We have so modernized, we are so modernized that we forget who made us and who knows best for us. When I go to the doctor and tell them my symptoms, they guesstimate as to what is wrong. Give me a whole bottle of pills, a bill, and bill me, and send me on my way. Nothing against doctors, but why not go to the maker of man and ask him for what we need to feel better? According to Genesis 2 and 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, according to Corinth. God created man from clay, so from the dirt. God is the one who made man. He made us, so he knows all about us. He don't have to guesstimate. He don't have to wonder or do this or do that. He knows exactly how we are put together. because he's the one. He's the one that did it. He's the one that put us together. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great thought. All the king's horses and all the king's men, they couldn't put Humpty together again. Oh, but Jesus, thank you, Lord, he made us. He put us together, and he knows what makes us tick. Praise God. Praise God. So why not go to the source? Go back to the source, to the one that made us. It is God. It is God, the maker of man. Why not tell him what's bothering us? Why not go to him and let him know I'm hurting here? Would you touch here, Lord? Touch my head. Touch my mind. Touch my body. Heal my body. Heal my mind. Heal my legs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why not go to the maker of man, the maker of man, and tell him what's going on in our bodies and in our minds? Oh, praise God. For he said in Isaiah 53:4, he said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, the maker, the maker said this, with his stripes, we are healed. The maker, it is God, the maker of man, who said this. He said, thank you, Lord Jesus. He gave man the wisdom. They wrote the Bible under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I believe it. I believe it. Praise God. I remember when those old mothers used to get their oil, the olive oil, and go to the pastor and have it blessed. And then use that oil for whatever was ailing them. Put it over the doorpost of the house. So when those old spirits tried to come in, they couldn't. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When situations go on in our bodies, thank you, Lord Jesus. Take out that oil and put it wherever you hurt. And then have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him, the maker of man, the man that knows this body, who made it, knows it, praise God, knows how it's put together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Over in Exodus 31 and 1, not through 31, but through 3, says, I have filled him with God's spirit, with wisdom, understanding, and ability in every, the tribe of Nathaniel and his father was a man of Tyre, a craftsman in bronze, others by knowledge, acquainted with the methods and procedures of, and I'm not sure what was supposed to be, and I left that off. But God is the one that gives us the wisdom. He made us, and he put his spirit within us, and he gave us the ability, understanding how to do things, how to make things. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't know how to do anything. So he's our maker, the maker of man. Isaiah 7:7, in that day, people will look to their maker and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. It's time to turn. It's time to turn our eyes to the Lord. It is so much going on in our world today. The food don't even have the nutrients it used to have. Oh, praise God. If ever we needed our God, we need him now. So we need to turn ourselves back to him and trust God. Go to him. Tell him. Trust him that he will take care of whatever is going on in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits. Praise God. He made man. He made man in his image. So he knows us. He knows us best. He knows us better than we even know ourselves, because he's the one that made us. He put us together. God did that. He put us together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It said the head is connected to the neck bone. God did that. The neck bone connected to the chest bone. The chest bone connected to the rib bone. And all of these bones. And then he put flesh. Said that the story about dry bones. Praise God. And how that God took those bones, put them back together again, and then put flesh on them, and then breathed into them. And those bones, oh, look at God. Look at God. Those bones, thank you, Lord, said, can these bones live again? Oh, praise God. Praise God. It is God, the maker of man. Micah 17:1, but as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. My God will hear me. I'm going to look to God. I'm going to look to the maker of me. God is my maker. He knows about me. Praise God. And everywhere I hurt, God knows about it. Thank you, Lord. So why not go back to the maker? Thank you, Lord. And let him know. Thank you, God. When we are in trouble, this body, Lord, is in trouble. It's in trouble. Give me a plan. Give me a plan of how to take care of this body. And then when God give it to us, let's do it. Obey. Be obedient to what we've asked God. And then be careful for what we ask. For God will bring it to pass. Hosea and the 14th chapter. And look like I left out the verse. But it says, return, O Israel, to the Lord, your God. So return. Go back to God. Come on back. Come on back and start asking God for direction. Asking him to give you how to do, what to do, when to do, and then how much of it to do. So come on back, O Israel, to the Lord God. For you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Well, you don't have to keep stumbling. You can come on back. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity except what is good. And we will pay with bulls the vows of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses. And we will say no more, our God, to the work of our hands. In you, the offering finds mercy. So our God is a merciful. He's a kind God. He knows just what we need, and he knows how to supply every one of our needs. I used to think years ago that God was a mean God. But I found out for myself, but that's not really knowing God. But when I got to know him, I was going off of what everybody else said. And from what they were saying, it sounded like God. Oh, but when I got to know him for myself, when I started going through and going through with the Lord, praise God, I found out that God is a good God and that he wants us to know him as our maker, the maker of man. It is God, the maker of man. Just like Samsung is the maker of so many things. Microsoft, ooh, Apple, they're the makers. Phones, computers, they're the makers. And when they go out, function or whatever, we take them back to their maker. We take them back to their maker. Why not we? Why not we come back to our maker? God is our maker, and he knows us better than we know ourselves. Why not? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If you haven't tried our maker in a long time, try him. Said, oh, taste for you that the Lord is good. Praise God. Then you will know. Nobody can take away from you, but you know. Praise God. And God wants us to know today, that he is our maker. Praise God. And our prayer today, thank you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made by you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, until the next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, I'll see you on the broadcast. Now you go and have a fabulous Wednesday. All right? Bye-bye now.